Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. You're here.
Thank you.
You're here.
Come back, y'all.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Zach. Tim. Tim. Corey. Mark. My dear mother.
Yeah.
Thank y'all for coming.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank Pastor Thompson for this opportunity once again.
Oh, be the Lord. Oh, be the Lord.
Enjoy your rest.
That's all right.
Amen.
Okay, if y'all would stand for the reading of the word, please. Okay, today's reading is coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 6 through 13. Everybody has it?
Amen.
Amen.
Here we have Paul talking to the church of Corinth. And he says, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow.
Mm-hmm.
So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow.
Mm-hmm.
The man who plants and the man who waters have one purpose, mm-hmm. and each will be rewarded according to his own labor.
Mm-hmm.
For we are God's fellow workers. We are God's field, God's building. Mm-hmm. By the grace God has given me, I lay a foundation as an expert builder, and someone else is building on it.
Yes, sir.
But each one should be careful how he builds.
Mm-hmm.
For no one can lay any foundation other than the one already laid, which is Jesus Christ. If any man builds on this foundation using gold, silver, costly stones, wood, hay, or straw, his work will be shown for what it is.
Yes.
Because the day will bring it to light.
Mm-hmm.
That is the word of God.
Amen.
Thank you. Give you a little background of what's going on. In chapter 1, Paul was in Ephesus and received a letter from the church of Corinth. And there was a few things that were going on that they were concerned about. So in chapter 1, he actually starts out and he says, I always thank God for you because of his grace given you in Jesus Christ. For in him, you have been enriched in every way, in all your speaking and in all your knowledge. He's edifying them in the beginning. But then he goes into discussing about a situation in the church in division,
mm-hmm.
where one says, I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos.
Yes.
Another, I follow Cephas, and another, I follow Christ.
Amen.
Then he goes to let everyone know that that doesn't matter.
Hmm.
What matters is Christ.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Christ is the wisdom and the power of God.
Talk about it.
And without him, there is no foundation.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
So now we move into chapter 3.
Mm-hmm.
And in chapter 3, Paul pleads with them to be in agreement. With one another, to stay in unity so that there won't be any division among them.
Yes.
So when you get mad at somebody, it causes bitterness, anger, and frustration.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies, y'all get mad at us. Something we didn't do.
Right.
We didn't do it. Then he cut us off. And tell us to sleep on the couch.
Oh, God.
Me and we ain't no better. We asked them to go do something for them. No, we shouldn't.
Mm.
They didn't do it the way we wanted to do it. Then we go sleep on the couch.
Lord have mercy.
Ain't we just wrong? Because the Bible says that you are always to fulfill your marriage duties.
That's right.
Regardless.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not supposed to deprive one another, right? Except for mutual consent.
Yep.
Except for when you devote yourselves to God.
Oh, Lord. That's right.
And never let the sun go down when you're angry.
Good word.
So Paul learns that the Corinthians, the members of the church, they're arguing over childish things. Things that don't even matter. What does it matter? He's telling that you follow Paul, or you follow Apollos, or you follow Cephas. None of that even matters. Everyone is following Christ. If they follow Christ, and you follow Christ, you just follow their leadership of following Christ. And then he goes on to tell them that Christ is the wisdom and the power of God. So let his power and his wisdom reign within you. Don't think about the other things that the world has to offer. So there's some of us, we come to church every Sunday, and we sit in the same spot. One Sunday we come in, and somebody's sitting in our spot.
Uh-oh.
Maddie May. But you just have to get over it.
Yep.
You don't move around. You don't go see somebody else. You go and you start talking about it. The seat doesn't belong to you.
That's right now. Come on, bro.
So just find a spot.
Work, bro.
Good word. Listen. Mm-hmm. And take in what the Lord has given you today.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It says that when I was a child, I talked like a child. I thought like a child. I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I put childish ways behind.
Yes, sir.
It's time to grow up.
That's right. That's right.
It's time to stop being immature.
Amen.
Pastor's giving me, but we giving it back. We need to be weaned and let go of the milk.
Weaned. Talk, man. Talk, sir. That's right.
Paul reminds them that when he came, he preached Christ's crucifixion and resurrection. That was the foundation that he laid. And once the foundation of Christ is laid, you can't lay any other foundation. Christ said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He guides you. He is the light. He's our connection. He said, I'm the true vine. He's close by. He says, I abide in you, abide in me, and I will abide in you.
That's right. That's right.
If you need something to eat, he said, I'm the bread of life.
Mm-hmm.
If you need something to drink, he says, whoever drinks the water that I give will never thirst.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
If you're downhearted, he says, I'm the one that comforts you. He is the Alpha and Omega. We are the righteousness of God in Christ. Through his death and resurrection, God sees us as righteous. No matter what you do, he sees us as righteous.
That's right.
And Christ gives us the opportunity to repent so that we can get back in line where we were before we failed. Now, Paul tells us that how we came to believe doesn't matter. He says you do believe.
Amen.
But he planted the seed and Apollos watered it. But God made the seed grow. And what God did is he gave both of them a purpose. One had the purpose of planting, and one had the seed, the purpose of watering. And by them doing that, they created you to see God for salvation.
Oh, true.
And through that salvation, God begins to increase. So as his word goes out, it should fall upon your heart and it should grow. But there's a catch. It's got to be good soil. If it's not good soil, it's not going to stay.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's just like planting a plant. You put the seed in the plant in the ground. And first, the root takes hold. It digs through the ground. You can't take your hand and can't stick it to the ground, but the roots are strong that it can bore its way through the soil. And once it takes hold, then it begins to sprout the flower, the plant, whatever's coming out. Which is the same way with God's word. Once it's planted in you, it begins to take root. And as it takes root, it begins to spread throughout.
Talk, man.
And as it begins to spread throughout, then the Lord continues to give you word.
Amen.
And that word is to make you strong.
Amen.
And as I said before, that's milk. Christ. Christ's life, Christ's walk, Christ's belief, which is nothing but love. The entire book is all about love. So as the plant grows, it gets stronger. And the roots become stronger. And now that it builds itself up, it becomes one of God's temples, which is what we are. We are the temple of God. We're the housing of His Spirit. For the word says that we are God's field. And a field has many seeds. So not just one seed was planted in you. Throughout your life, your mother could have planted the seed, your father, your grandmother, your grandfather, aunts, uncles, sisters, brothers, even a friend. Anybody could have planted a seed in you. And by continually hearing Christ's word, God's word, Christ adds water on it. And as He adds water, you begin to build and lay. And you stand firm because the roots are strong. But it's only if you have good soil. So don't let the devil come in and take the word from you as it goes forth.
Tell him. Right?
Then he goes to tell them that your wisdom is nothing. So just because we've gone to college, you're street smart, don't think of yourself to be wise. Because God makes the wisdom of this world to be foolish. And if you want to be wise, first you have to become a fool.
That's right.
So my favorite saying is, wisdom is nothing but knowledge put into action.
That's right, sir.
You have all the knowledge in the world, but if you don't do nothing with it, it's useless.
That's right. Good word, man. Good word.
So let the knowledge of God reign in you and become wisdom. So take the word of God, apply it to your life. Build His temple on His firm and strong foundation. And as you continue to lay bricks, He's not laying bricks, He's not building the house. You're building the house. He's just giving you the word.
Fix it, dog. Fix.
David says, your word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against it. And if you hang on to that word, meditate on the word. Keep the word within you. It ain't going nowhere. That's a bird. You get another word. It's another bird.
Another bird.
You get another word, and it's another
bird. Another bird.
And as you build your bricks, you have one course, then you build another course, then you build another course, then another course. The next thing you know, you got a house.
Talk to him. Oh, man.
I'm sorry, Sister Beer. I thought I was going to try to make 20 minutes, but I ain't going to do it.
Tell a story, dog. Make it plain. Make it plain. Make it plain.
Three little pigs. It's three pigs, we all know. They'll send them out to make their own way in life. First little pig met a man, and the man had a bundle of straw. And he asked the man, please give me the straw that I might build my house. The second little pig met a man that had some sticks. He asked the man, please give me some sticks that I might build my house. The third little pig, he He asked for a load of bricks from another man so that he could build his house out of bricks. The first little pig, when he got his house built out of straw, he's the one who goes to church on Sunday. But he never reads the word and never prays.
Fix it, cool.
And the trouble
fix
goes,
it down. Fix it down.
His house falls.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He ain't got nothing to stand on his foundation.
Talk, man.
And the second pig, he went to church and went to Bible study. But he never prayed.
Woo.
He never read it.
Mercy.
Only when trouble came.
God, God.
And his house swayed for a while. The family failed too.
Woo.
Because he couldn't
house of calls. Yes, sir.
But the third pig, he went to church and Bible study. He read and prayed daily. He meditated on the word. He hid the word within his heart.
Yes, sir.
And when trouble came, his house stood.
Yes, sir. Good.
Because he built it out of strong.
That's good, sir. That's good, sir. That's good, man.
Psalms 18:2, David said, "The Lord is my rock."
Yes.
That's your foundation.
Yes, sir. Right. Talk, man.
He said, "He's my fortress." That's the bricks that you laid in that
right.
foundation. And he said, "He's my deliverer."
That's right.
So he's the one that helps you to stand when trouble comes.
That's right.
So what are you building? Are you building a house out of straw, out of sticks, or out of bricks? In the words of my pastor, I'm done.
You gonna do the you gonna do the invitation? You can do it.
Amen.
You can do the invitation.
Huh?
Okay. You sure?
Yeah.
All right. Very nice. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Good word. Thank you. Good word.
When I get the doors of the church, I open. Y'all heard what the preacher said. I'm not going to re-preach it, but I'm going to say it.